Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Hazardous driving conditions are reported this morning along a stretch of the Richardson Highway south of Delta Junction. According to information posted on the state's Alaska 511 webpage, freezing rain and snow have resulted in extremely slick pavement between miles 203 and 232. That's roughly from Fielding Lake north to Black Rapids. According to the 511 site, chains are recommended for people trying to drive that stretch of highway, but travel is not advised. The family of an Eagle River woman who went missing in the Fairbanks area in June is still looking for answers. 39-year-old Shanna Oman's husband, Eric Oman, says she was in Fairbanks doing house cleaning for a friend to make money for an upcoming family trip outside.
So her and her daughter go to Washington for my daughter's other sister's graduation. There's nothing that was going to stop her. That's one thing about Shanna. Because her kids were the world to her.
Oman says Shanna was planning to return to Eagle River when she frantically called family and friends the night of June 3rd, looking for a ride from a cabin near the Chena River off Pleasant Valley Road near 23-mile Chena Hot Springs Road. Oman says Shanna was there partying with a group of people.
I mean, I hate to say it, but yeah, that's what they're doing out there. And I know there's a problem with fentanyl up there. So I don't know if they're heroin junkies and doing fentanyl, and I don't know what's going on out there, but yeah, it was a party house.
Oman says the Fairbanks friend Shanna had been working for called him a few days later asking where she was. He says that led to filing a missing persons report with troopers and an extensive air and ground search of the area along the Chena River.
Troopers pretty much just told us that they're looking for a body.
A state trooper spokesperson says they have no additional information about the case. Oman says he and their daughters came to Fairbanks and started their own investigation, eventually connecting with two men who say they were among a group with Shanna at the cabin.
They're all having party time, whatever. Apparently, she freaked out. They had to restrain her. This guy told me this. Restrain her, then she calmed down. They unrestrained her. And then, apparently, she walked off into the woods by herself.
Oman suspects Shanna overdosed and that the others may have dumped her body, noting that her cell phone pinged the following day near 17-mile Chena Hot Springs Road.
That was the last, I guess, ping from the radio tower. And that was her phone, which means, you know, a phone is a phone. It's not a person. So a phone could be tossed from a vehicle.
A search of the area yielded nothing. Oman says his hope is that someone knows what happened to his wife, talks, and that the information gets out. University of Alaska enrollment continues a downward trend. According to UA documents, the number of students at campuses statewide dropped 15% from 2014 to 2018, and UA President Jim Johnson says there was another dip this fall.
9 or 10% reduction over the whole University of Alaska system.
Johnson says the University of Alaska Fairbanks was the sole bright spot with a 1.5% uptick in enrollment over the previous year, a modest gain he attributes to a few factors.
The perceived quality of UAF, the strong research enterprise at UAF, the strong connection between UAF and K-12, the communities here in Fairbanks. Now, that's not to say that UAA and UAS don't have strong connections with K-12. They do. And that's not to say they don't have excellence. They do. But I think there's just a very tight relationship here in Fairbanks between the university and the community.
The long-term UA system enrollment decline parallels cuts to state funding, and Johnson attributes the latest drop directly to another reduction in support for the university.
The result of all the negative publicity that we've experienced going through this budget turmoil.
Johnson says it's going to be challenging to turn around the statewide enrollment decline, given that the university has to carry out a total of $70 million in cuts over 3 years under a state funding agreement with Governor Mike Dunleavy. A local group of retired military service members is planning a small community near North Pole to give homeless veterans a place to rebuild their lives. The Vet Village would provide housing and job training that project organizers hope will reduce high rates of substance abuse and suicide among Alaska's homeless veterans. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Milt Sawyer says he and other Fairbanks area veterans came up with the idea of building Vet Village as a way to help prevent the estimated 35 ex-service members who live on the streets of Fairbanks from spiraling downward into an abyss of substance abuse and death.
Our mission is to end veteran homelessness and suicide in Alaska.
Alaska has more veterans per capita than any other state, and that population continues to rise, as does its rate of homelessness and suicide. Sawyers and other members of the Alaska Veterans Foundation believe the best way to stem that growing problem is to bring those troubled vets into a community operated by other ex-service members who can help their fellow vets in their transition back to civilian life.
It's not just a place to park homeless people. What we're looking to do is provide transition type of housing in a community with the essential services that veterans and veteran families need to become successful in the Alaskan economy.
Sawyers says the community's camaraderie and semi-regimented routine would bring structure to those suffering from post-traumatic stress or other problems. And so would the work requirement that would range from daily chores to gardening and farming, both to grow food for the community and crops like peonies that could be sold to help support it.
We have a huge agricultural possibility across our state, but we don't have a program to teach veterans how to transition from being a soldier into being a farmer, a rancher, or a forester.
The work requirement differentiates the Fairbanks Area Project from vet villages that have been established in the lower 48, says Sawyers, a 36-year Army veteran who now works as KUAC's finance director.
See, work brings you dignity. It gives you purpose, you know, and that's what's lacking from a lot of programs.
You can give a man some fish, or you can teach a man to fish. And give him some fish. When it's gone, he's going to starve.
Retired Air Force veteran Jerry Hansen is working with Sawyers on the Vet Village project.
If you teach a man to fish, or a man or a woman to fish, now they become self-sufficient and self-reliant. It's really that basic.
Hansen is offered 54 acres he owns near North Pole for the Vet Village site. That's where organizers plan to build 25 single occupancy cabins and a central community center-like structure for meetings and events.
Along with that, off to the side would be an agricultural project that involves greenhouses and established really a revenue stream as well as skills training.
Anchorage Veterans Foundation member Rick Davidge has been helping develop plans for the Fairbanks Area Vet Village. The former Army medic says building 25 housing units in the first phase of the project will give it enough economy of scale to help pay for itself.
Once you have 25 living units, you then can begin to turn enough money to begin to pay the cost of the operation of it.
Davidge says by identifying a site for the project, the Fairbanks Vet Village supporters have already overcome a hurdle he's been wrestling with for 5 years since he first proposed building a vet's village for the estimated 100 homeless ex-service members in Anchorage.
Oh yeah, if you can get the property, that saves you a lot of money.
Sawyers says the Fairbanks area supporters don't yet have a firm estimate on their project's cost, but he says a similar project in Anchorage was estimated at $1.3 million. He says the group still has more work to do on their proposal, but he says they'll emphasize the self-sufficient component of its business plan when they begin applying for federal and state grants next year. And he says if all goes well, the North Pole Vet Village will open within the next 5 years. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
And I'm Dan Bross.